Vacation Bible School would be right around the corner. I found this on the net, and I said, well, that describes us. June the 11th through the 15th, everybody remember that? And let's make plans to be present. And then be sure to come that next week so you can hear Brother Mitch Dalrymple, a fine young man, Ann and I are going to take a vacation that week. So I hope that you will have a good week, and I hope we'll have a good week too. Good to be with you today, and we trust and pray that God will continue to bless us all as we serve Him. All of you that are visiting with us today, we're delighted that you're here. Why, we want you to come back every opportunity that you have. We have some folks that are traveling away from us today. We want to remember them and continue to pray that God will give them a safe return to us. I want to talk to you today about memories, about the memorials, so many things in Madden's good prayer this morning mentioned that, the Lord's Supper. A little bit, we'll be able to observe one of the greatest memorials of all times, and that is being able to eat the bread, drink the cup, meeting with the Lord Jesus Christ around His table. And what greater memorial is that? Today in America, we're suffering, or rather we are engaging in a period over the weekend of Memorial Day as celebration. Tomorrow will be that day. And I saw this, and I thought that was real interesting, these dog tags that are hanging up there. So many of our people that have died to make freedom for us in America. And we certainly want to remember them. While Jesus was on the earth, we find that Jesus, before He died, there was a woman that did something that Jesus wanted you to know about. He wants everybody to know about. It's called a memorial unto her. Now when Jesus was in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, there came unto Him a woman having an alabaster box of very precious ointment, poured it on His head as He said it meet. But when His disciples saw it, they didn't have indignation, saying, to what purpose is this waste? For this ointment might have been sold for much and given to the poor. Stop there for a moment. What are they doing? They're criticizing. Criticizing what this woman is just doing. What has she done? She's taken something very expensive and she's poured it on the head and the body of Jesus. And when Jesus understood it, He said unto them, why do you trouble the woman? For she hath wrought a good work upon me. For ye have the poor always with you, but me ye have not always. For in that she hath poured this ointment on my body, she did it for my burial. Lord, what are you saying? Here's a woman that did something. What do you say about this woman that did that? She did good. She did something for me. Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached in the whole world, there shall also this, that this woman hath done, be told for a memorial of her. Jesus commends people when they do well. And He commended this woman. And He said, this woman has done something that's going to be remembered. People are going to remember what she's done. Why? Because she's done something for me. My friends, I want to suggest to you this morning, memorials are very, very important. While we go in the Bible, we just see all kinds of, for example, even the prayers that Cornelius prayed. The Bible says in Acts 10, verse 4, and when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, what is it, Lord? And he said unto him, thy prayers and thine alms are come up for a memorial before God. He did something. And God noticed it. He remembered it. Why, when we go in the Bible, we find in Psalms 135, verse 13, thy name, the name of the Lord, endureth forever, and thy memorial, O Lord, throughout all generations. Psalms 111, verse 9. And notice, too, that Joshua, in Joshua chapter 4 and verse 7, then ye shall answer them that the waters of Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord. And when it passed over Jordan, the waters of Jordan were cut off, and these stones that they're laying there, these stones shall be a memorial unto the children of Israel forever. Ah, in Exodus chapter 28 and verse 29, and Aaron shall bear the names of the children of Israel in the breastplate of judgment upon his heart, when he goeth into the holy place for a memorial before the Lord continually. There'll be some place placed before his heart. Where? Well, the Bible says, in the holy place. And it is for a memorial before the Lord. In Exodus 12, verse 14, and this day shall be unto you a memorial, and ye shall keep it a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. You shall keep it a feast by an ordinance forever. Remembrance. Don't forget. I want to suggest to you, my friends, Jesus also. In Mark chapter 9, with his disciples, when one of the things the disciples were disputing about, and that was, who's the greatest one that will be in the kingdom of God? We want to be recognized. We want to be remembered. And Jesus said to concerning these, notice what they said. Then he came to Capernaum, and when he was in the house, he asked them, what was it you disputed among yourselves on the road? What were you talking about as you were on the road? He knew. But they kept silent. For on the road they had disputed among themselves who would be the greatest. Can you imagine each one of them said, I think I ought to be the greatest. Maybe, friends, one of the problems we have sometimes is that the Lord thinks the greatest are those who are simply doing His will. But notice, he sat down, he called the 12, and he said to them, if any desires to be first, he shall be last of all and servant of all. That's the one that's going to be great. Then he took a little child and set him in the midst of them. A little girl. I had her in my arms a while ago. 2 years old. Friends, I'm going to tell you what, little kids are so important. They do some marvelous things. Jesus, he took this little child and he had taken him in his arm. He said to them, whoever receives one of these little children in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives not me, but him who sent me. Get a lesson from children. Now John answered and said, Lord, we saw someone who does not follow us casting out demons in your name, and we forbade him because he does not follow us. Jesus answered, do not forbid him, for no one who works a miracle in my name can soon afterwards speak evil of me, for he who is not against us is on our side. And listen to what he says. For whoever gives you a cup of water to drink in my name, because you belong to Christ, assuredly, I say to you, he will by no means lose his reward. Jesus said, yes, after they had argued together, who's being the greatest? And Jesus said, I'll tell you who the greatest is. He is like this child. In the workplace, people want to be recognized and rewarded for a job well done, and that's good. Sometimes when you're collecting different pens, I get sometimes at a yard sale, maybe in a sack full of jewelry or something, there'll be a little pen that says 25 years, 15 years, 10 years or 5 years. Pens given out as encouragement and gratefulness and recognition of a work that's well done. Companies recognize and reward employees who have perfect attendance, who achieve production goals and attain a long length of service. They're rewarded. They're recognized. Athletes who perform well on the field or on the court are recognized and rewarded for their achievements. It's good. Good for people to do well and for people to be recognized and remembered. When people do something, they usually want to be recognized as well as remembered. Well, I had the shock of my life, the one thing that I enjoyed so much. I have before you a little thing that it was a piece of paper that there were three girls from this congregation came over to me the other day and they gave me something that no amount of money would ever buy. It said, thank you. We love you, brother guy. And inside, listen, Dear Brother Guy, thank you for everything you do. We appreciate you and Ms. Ann. You mean a lot to all of us at O'Neill. We love you so much. Love, Katie Lee Helms, Lillian Moss, and Annabeth Burns. And then thank you. You know where that's going, don't you? It's going to be placed in a very special place in my home. Because these three little girls, as I hugged them and told them how much I appreciated, they did something for me on Memorial Day that I shall never forget. Ah, isn't it wonderful? The greatest memorial of all, though, today is something I want to tell you about just in a few moments, and that is the greatest memorial is right here before us. All I ever wanted to do, all I ever hoped to ever do, is to bring your attention to the one who loved you and gave himself for you. And what a privilege it is to sit with him on the first day of every week and remember our Lord. Matthew 26, listen to the reading of God's Word. As they were eating, Jesus took bread and he blessed it and he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take ye, this is my body." And he took the cup and he gave thanks and he gave to them saying, "Drink ye all of it. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." All of you who are my people, do this. Listen to what Mark says. Mark 14, 22 through 25. "And as they did eat, Jesus took bread and he blessed and broke it. And he gave it to them and said, 'Take, eat. This is my body.' And he took the cup. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and they drank of it. And he said unto them, 'This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many. Verily I say unto you, I will drink no more of the fruit of the vine until that day that I drink it new in the kingdom of God.'" And then we hear Luke 22. "And when the hour was come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. And he said unto them, 'With desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say unto you, I will not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God.' He took the cup and gave thanks. And he said, 'Take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come.' And he took the bread and gave thanks and broke it, gave them to them saying, 'This is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me.' Likewise also the cup after supper saying, 'This cup is the New Testament in my blood which is shed for you. But behold, the hand of him that betrayeth me is with me on the table.'" You mean there are those that are sitting there? One of them is going to actually betray the Lord? "And truly the Son of Man goeth as it was determined. But woe unto that man by whom he is betrayed." And then we listen to John. John says, John 6, 53 through 59, "Then Jesus said unto them, 'Verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. As the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, and even he shall live by me. This is that bread which came down from heaven. Not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth this bread shall live forever.' These things said he in the synagogue as he taught in Capernaum." And then 1 Corinthians 10, 16, Paul: "The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? On the first day of the week when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached unto them, ready to depart on the morrow, continued his speech in the midnight." And then we hear Paul writing. What? Have you not houses to eat and to drink in? Or despise ye the church of God, and shame them that have not? What shall I say unto you? Shall I praise you in this? I praise you not. And then he says, for I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and he said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup, when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of the cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are sick, weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we're chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry you one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that you come not together unto condemnation. And the rest will I set in order when I come. This cup of blessing, the fruit of the vine. This do, Jesus said, in remembrance of me. Great memorials. Many have done great. None compared to the Master. No wonder it's such a privilege for us to sit together, to eat the bread, to drink the cup in remembrance of the Son of God. Yes, he wants us to remember each other. He wants us to remember those that do well in our nation today and tomorrow, men who have excelled in life. Many of them will surely be reminded of them. I read something this week concerning a woman who had been in Dunkin' Donuts. I don't know if you like to go there or not, but I like to go there sometimes. They're a little bit expensive, I think. Dunkin' Donuts. After stopping in a Dunkin' and Donuts place this past March, Samantha Brown returned to her car to find an envelope left under her windshield wipers. And inside, guess what she found? In that envelope, she found two $20 bills. I've never done that, have you? But bless her heart, there was a note that was in it. It said, I noticed the sticker on the back of your car. Take your hero out to dinner when he comes home. Thank you both for serving him, deployed, and you waiting. United States veteran. God bless you. The sticker on the back of Ford's car read, half my heart is in Afghanistan. The heart is her boyfriend, Albert John DeMoy, who is serving abroad in the Army. Ford, who lives outside of Boston, went home, posted a photo of the anonymous gift on her Facebook as it was too early to call her boyfriend. Above the photo, she said, there are no words to describe how I'm feeling right now. Tears in my eyes. I just wish I could thank whoever did this. God bless our troops and all those who stand behind them. The picture instantly went viral, racking up more than 1.2 million likes. And when Ford was finally able to tell her boyfriend the touching story, it's people like this that made him proud to be an American hero. Another story about a man who was engaged to be married. His name was Marine Corporal Julian Dominguez. He was serving in Afghanistan, and while there, he had a triple amputee, losing both legs and one arm. But that didn't stop him from marrying the love of his life. To honor the event, the town of Temecula, California, provided all the elements of their dream wedding, an estimated $30,000, the real icing on the proverbial cake was when he was able to walk down the aisle with his crutches and all with his bride-to-be. The question was asked, did I ever think I was going to get this to this point? Yes, I did. Because nothing's changed. I'm a little bit shorter. I lost a couple of legs and an arm. But my brain's still here. And my heart's still here. It takes a lot to weather the storms of life. You who are younger, bless God. Thank God for the strength you have. We have a young man that soon will be 18 years of age. Austin Bates. He signed up. And he'd be going to the service of our country. Austin, there'll be many prayers calling your name before the Father to bless you. What a tremendous, amazing thing. That's one of our people. In America today, we are so blessed with so much. So many fail to give thanks to God. I'm thankful to read to you from a great president something that's written and recorded, Abraham Lincoln in his Gettysburg Address in 1863, that we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain, that this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government by the people for the people shall not perish from the earth. Reading the prayer, it said, Dear Heavenly Father, on this day of remembrance for those who have made the ultimate sacrifice for the freedoms we enjoy every day. You think they have followed in the footsteps of your Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Please hold our servicemen and women in your strong arms. Cover them with your sheltering grace and your presence as they stand in the gap for our protection. We also remember the families of our troops. We ask for your unique blessings to fill their homes, and we pray your peace, provision, hope, and strength will fill their lives. May the members of our armed forces be supplied with courage to face each day, and may they trust in the Lord's mighty power to accomplish each task. Let our military brothers and sisters feel our love and our support. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Memorial Day. Sacrifices. I remember many, many years ago when someone in the family had given their all to the service of our country. And in my grandma's window, there was a little banner that designated that home as having given up one of her children in behalf of this country. What a tremendous blessing God has given all of us to be American. Our prayers should go every day, and all because of one who gave the greatest of all, Himself, Jesus Christ. Jesus, our Lord, the one you and I hope to see, the one you and I hope to live with, because we spent our time here serving faithfully in the service of our Lord. If you're not a Christian this morning, now, behold, now is the day of salvation. Won't you obey the Lord? who sacrificed it all for you. He's willing to make you one of His children. Do you believe in Him? Won't you repent of your sins, confess His name, and be baptized? If you're an erring child of God, ask Him to forgive you. Let us pray with you and for you. And let us all resolve today that every first day of the week, the memorial that will stand till He comes again will find us, if the Lord's will, to be with His people around His table, breaking the bread, drinking the cup, in remembrance of the One who gave Himself so we might live forever. That's a statement, in remembrance of me. Jesus said, do it because you remember me. If you're in this building this morning and you're ready now to obey the gospel of Jesus Christ, we urge you to do that. Won't you come while together?